There's going to be walls in front of you. You'll come up against what you feel is a limitation or some sort of an obstacle. And it's very easy to just sit down and stop or to get frazzled and just say, I don't know, maybe I'll do something else. And as an entrepreneur, the number one skill you have is that skill to figure it out. Everything can be solved or figured out. There's a path around everything. That's why humanity has gotten to the moon and back.
Microphone check 1 2. What is this?
You're now listening to a brand new episode of the Play Big Faster podcast.
Look what you done started.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of the Play Big Faster podcast. We are joined today by Flavia Barris. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. Now, you are an attorney, a real estate broker, marketing expert, but also you're a podcast host as well, correct?
Yes. And I love podcasts. I love listening to them, being a guest, and I just love hosting my own.
Now, with being an attorney and a real estate broker, is there one that you prefer over the other?
So for me, it's nice because there's a lot of overlap. I'm a real estate attorney primarily, and then a real estate broker. A lot of my clients actually love utilizing my services because I can take off my broker hat, put on the lawyer hat when I need to, and vice versa. And a lot of my law clients that I do real estate transactions for as a lawyer, often they will eventually need a broker and they knock on the same door. And there's a little bit of a nice synchronicity there.
The great thing too, with you being a marketing expert, you get to use those skills in each of your businesses.
It's true. And marketing, we're always marketing, right? We're marketing ourselves, not just as business people, but even socially, right? We're out there, we're sharing our lives. We want to help people in so many different ways. And I think marketing is one of those things that's easier today than it's ever been, because there was one point in time where marketing meant paying some money to be in the yellow pages. For anyone that's old enough to remember yellow pages, it was like a physical book that sat on people's shelves. And if you wanted to find an auto mechanic, you'd go to the A and you'd look for auto mechanic and you'd see the 10 or 12 in town that advertised. Nowadays, it's just so easy to market.
Definitely. So what I would like to do, because for people that have all these titles, I like to refer to you as a serial entrepreneur.
Thank you. And, love it.
And the question that I have is, how do you do it all? Do you have a morning routine, an evening routine? We are just so interested in just how you manage your day to day.
I love this question. This is the kind of topic I can sit with someone over coffee or wine, depending time of day, and just back and forth say, like, how are we getting all this done? Because it's also a matter of where you are in your life and where you are in your business. Because I will tell you that my morning routine pre being a mom was a lot different than it is now that I am a mom. Just because everything changes. Or when I used to work more of a 9 to 5, I was more of a 9 to 9, if I have to be honest with you, a 9 to 9 job at a big law firm, my morning routine was way different than it is when, as an entrepreneur, when I can make my own schedule. So for me, morning routines are very important. I've recently done a big shift in my morning routine by adding a 6 a.m. workout for 1 hour. It's a group workout, so there's accountability built in. So to me, that's really helpful. But for that, I've now moved my wake up time to 5:30. And it used to be more of like a 7. A big shift for me, but loving it. And again, I think morning routines are a trial and error and it can shift over time. But right now, I love to get my workout in before I do anything else so that it's not something that can get pushed off the to-do list for the day.
So if you had to maybe identify one part of your routine, whether it's your morning routine or just whatever you do during the day that gives you the most wins, what is it about your productivity schedule that really allows you to accomplish things throughout the day and just put a check in that box?
So for me, it's planning the day. And because if I don't plan my day, then that means I'm just out at sea without a map and the wind is just pushing me in all directions. And the wind is people's phone calls, emails that I read and pop up. And then I become very reactive. Just the tennis balls are coming at me and I'm just trying to hit them all back over the net. So I think for me, planning my day is such an important way to start each day. I love using very detailed to-do lists that are both where you can see the forest as well as the individual trees on the task list. So for me, I like using To-Do Manager. The one that I love right now is only available for Apple products. I'm not affiliated with that company at all, so I'm not plugging them for any reason other than to share a great software. It's called Things3. Any other Things3 users out there? You know what I'm talking about. Things3 is just a phenomenal way to organize your tasks because you can really divide your tasks into area of life. And for me, that's important. There's one area of life that I just labeled adulting, which is hilarious to me because every time I see that, it like makes me laugh a little bit. And that's where I have things like annual teeth cleaning, all these things. You just have to remember to do them. Pay the homeowner insurance bill, like all the things that are just adulting. Like they're part of just living and existing in this society and the world we're in. So I have that as an area of life. Then I have another area of life. It's the law firm. So that's called Barris Law. And everything that's law firm related will go under there. There's a sublist for admin, a sublist for each client has their own project there so that I have all my to-dos for each client matter. But I also do online marketing and have online businesses and teach online, have online courses. And so I have another area of life that's just called online business. And everything online business related goes under there. And I know this sounds complicated, but when you put something like that in place, it actually simplifies your life because you no longer have to struggle with keeping all of your obligations, responsibilities, and goals in your head. And they are now not only better than on paper, because on paper, you still have to carry that paper with you, but they are now electronic. Whether I'm on my computer, iPad, phone, I can look at my watch because I have an Apple Watch that syncs with everything. And I have access to all of that, like all of my things I want to get done.
And I want to pause for a moment because I may, and please accept my apology if I did, I may have left out a very important title. Did I read somewhere that you're affiliated with a pro cheerleading training organization?
I don't generally lead with this, especially, when I meet somebody in a professional setting because they're expecting me to shake their hand and introduce myself as a business person or a lawyer or a real estate expert or one of those hats that I wear. But back in my day, when I was just out of college, I auditioned and made it onto an NFL cheerleading squad here locally in my hometowns in San Diego. It was the San Diego Chargers, which are now the Los Angeles Chargers because they moved cities. But it was such a fun time in my life. I was very young, early 20s, and loved to dance, was a cheerleader all through school, high school, middle school. And so for me, it was just a natural way to celebrate my city and our football team and have all these great opportunities for travel, media appearances. They gave us all kinds of training that were so helpful later in life. We had training on how to get interviewed by a news station anchor. We had trainings on, they made the team go to Toastmasters, all these fun ways to have personal development built in. And I did that for about 2 years. And then I worked behind the scenes for several more years after that, helping with auditions, helping with operations. I got to travel to the NFL Pro Bowl in Hawaii and be one of those people on the field with the headset running and a clipboard running around and just working behind the scenes. Great time in my
We definitely should have led with that. That's some
life.
good stuff.
It's probably the most interesting thing and most unusual part.
Definitely. In order to be a professional cheerleader, that's you are a professional athlete. How does that inform how you do other things in your life? Because I know you'd have to have some sort of eating regimen, a certain diet. How does that actually help you in business?
I will probably never be in as good a shape physically as I was at that time. But I think most of us can say that of our early 20s, whether you were, whatever you were doing when you were 21, 22, if you're now a few decades later, it's a lot more challenging and difficult. So I do think that having that background, being an athlete, I was also a college cheerleader for one of those teams that, was co-ed. And so I was being flipped up 30 feet in the air and doing little flips. Fun, great time. And I did learn a lot of discipline on nutrition and exercise. Do I stick with that today? I'm sorry, I have to be honest. When you have a kid and you're working long hours and life just changes, it is so much more difficult to eat well, to do all the self-care things, to exercise the way we all should. So, am I perfect there? No, not at all. But at least I know what I'm supposed to do, and that's a good start. And I am pretty excited about this new 6 a.m. workout regime that I've been enjoying. And again, everyone needs to find their magic because for me to work out, I realized I'm not someone that can just go to the gym by myself and come up with my own workout plan and stick to it and work hard at it. And no, I need someone to tell me what to do. And I need to be surrounded by people doing the same thing. So I feel like I'm part of a team again, like a dance team, like I used to be. And knowing that about myself was helpful because I knew that I couldn't just join a gym where I had to show up and do my own thing. I had to join a group workout type program where I show up, everything's written on the board, there's a coach to push me, there are people in the room with me doing the same workout. So I feel motivated and like I'm part of something. And once I figured that out, I can now stick to that routine. Whereas if I had just joined one of those do-it-yourself gyms, I don't think I'd even be showing up, to be honest.
That is so good. I love how real you are. It's like everyone has these same struggles, but sometimes we don't admit it or we don't say it out loud. So you have the group exercise that you go to each week. What else would you actually encourage entrepreneurs to do to just round out those rough edges and deal with balancing so many balls in the air? Because you have multiple businesses, not hobbies, businesses.
It's so true. I think everyone needs hobbies, and the word hobby just sounds so like people just imagine, oh, like knitting and no, hobbies can be anything. Someone's hobby could be just reading magazines, something that doesn't seem like a hobby. It just seems like a pastime, but maybe you get this enjoyment out of that. It's that feeling where you're not tracking time. So where you really just feel very focused on something that entertains you, that you're curious about. Think to yourself, what is your hobby? Because if you don't really have a hobby, I really recommend you get one and you find one. And it's just a matter of trying different things until you find something that is just so absorbing. And you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be fun every minute you're doing it. Because when people are like, well, I need a hobby, I need something fun. Not really. I think hobbies are just something that gives your brain and your soul, your mind, something to think about and focus on and to be absorbed in and to be fascinated by. So we all need hobbies. And again, just like working out, just like eating well, very hard to find the time to do your hobby for a lot of us, if you have a lot of things pulling at you in different directions. So again, scheduling your hobby, even if it takes meeting someone else who has a similar or the same hobby, so that you have an appointment on your calendar that you cannot flake out on, that it's there, there's accountability built in. If you're into bird watching, don't go bird watch by yourself. Why don't you create a group of two or three people that all like to bird watch? And then every Wednesday at 4, you all go to this one hiking trail and you do it. I think that's another way to just guarantee that you find a lot more time for it.
I love that. So let's talk about your podcast because some of the things that you're mentioning are things that you talk about with people when they actually visit you on your podcast.
Sure. So my podcast is called Lifestyle Solopreneur, and it is for solopreneurs or entrepreneurs. I call it solopreneur because a lot of the people that listen to the show and a lot of the guests, it's not a traditional business model. They really are on their own. Even if they have a team supporting them, it's not a traditional company where you have many employees. It's much more nimble. You can do business the way you want when you're a solopreneur because it's just you calling the shots. Or at least the main shots, right? Like the primary goals and the primary vision for the business. So, Lifestyle Solopreneur, we focus on lifestyle. So, we focus on ways to stay balanced, to not be pulled into this frenetic world that we live in that wants us to be online, responsive 24/7 to everything around us. And when you're a business person, it's not, even if you're your own boss, it's not like the responsibilities are fewer. you probably have more to do than you did when you were just an employee with a very limited role. Because I will tell you, if you used to be a corporate grind employee working 9 to 5, or more than that these days, in a cubicle somewhere, or maybe working from home, your job description was probably one hat, like one thing. Like you worked in sales, or you were an engineer, or maybe you were an accountant or doing something very bookkeeper, something specific. But when you're a solopreneur, you are all of that. Like you're in charge, you're the CFO, CEO, COO. Like you need to handle operations, and you're probably the one making sure the finances are right and doing the bookkeeping. All these things and all these hats, and they combine to really demand a lot out of a person. And face it, most solopreneurs don't start off by hiring a bookkeeper and someone to do their operations and someone to wrap all the widgets they're selling and someone. Most solopreneurs at the beginning do it all as cost savings and a kind of bootstrap, and then they burn out because it's almost impossible to do it all.
And you're really not saving money. You think you're saving money, but what is your time valued at? That is the one thing that I think most entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, they do not value their time. So if there is a task that you can delegate and you make a decision that if this is something I can delegate, my time is better spent doing X, Y, and Z to move the needle and grow the business. So yeah, that is so good. Now, how do you have time to do all these things? That's the other thing. I'd be curious as to any tips you have for managing your calendar.
I do. Process is super important. So, for example, if there are things that are repetitive, you can create a process. You can either delegate or outsource or just find ways to make it more efficient for yourself. So, I'm big on that for sure. Everything, not just business, household. If you're someone whose family creates a lot of laundry, we all know who these people are, right? Your sports teams or whatever it is, it just generates like piles and piles of laundry. Yeah, I got three kids and three sports. Trust me, the laundry is not just big piles, but you don't want to leave it in the hamper too long because it's stinky, right? It's like they played
Right.
football. So find the things that are eating up a lot of time. And if you're spending 3 hours a week on laundry, just imagine those, like you said, your time's valuable. There are services that will come to your house, pick up your laundry, and the next day drop it off to you folded and clean and done. Or you can hire someone to come into your house and run that laundry for you for 3 hours. Nowadays there's website marketplaces. I'll name one of them. Care.com is not just for caregivers. You can also find personal assistants. You can find all kinds, I think personal chefs, like all sorts of things there. So sometimes just really getting real with where your time is sneaking away from you every week on things that don't interest you and you're maybe not even that good at, right? Someone else might be able to do it better too. So you're not even the best person for it. And your time should be spent somewhere else. And it's not just time, but focus, bandwidth. It's like that mental energy. Those are the two factors, right? Like time is important, but if you have a whole hour and you're too burned out to do anything productive during that hour, you didn't really have that hour. It wasn't really yours. Your brain was not in it. So we need both. We need to preserve brain power and time.
So, if you had one piece of advice to give to an entrepreneur on how to play big faster, what would it be?
Oh, one piece. It's like
Just
asking me to
one, just one.
pick one favorite pet I've had or what. I only have one kid, so that's easy. I can pick my favorite kid. But one piece of advice would be, because I see this so much, there's gonna be walls in front of you. There will be, you'll come up against what you feel is a limitation or some sort of an obstacle. And it's very easy to just sit down and stop or to get frazzled and just say, I don't know, maybe I'll do something else. And as an entrepreneur, the number one skill you have is that skill to figure it out. Everything can be solved or figured out. There's a path around everything. That's why humanity has gotten to the moon and back. Like, anything you want to do or we want to do is possible. There's just a path there. And it's our job not to just get discouraged if we don't see that path right away. I think our job as humans is to just keep thinking about, we have this great brain, you know, we have this great power. Keep thinking about it, Talk to other people, leverage your circle, leverage the brains of all those around you, and find that solution and find that way through it. And don't give up on that goal because there was an obstacle in your way. Find a way to get through it and make that goal happen for yourself.
So tell us, how can we contact you if we want to talk to you more about productivity hacks? Maybe we're interested in the podcast, or your law firm can help us with something. What's the best way to reach you?
I'm easy to find because I am online, right? And nowadays we can all find each other online. So for anyone that wants any sort of legal help, primarily with real estate and small business, you should go to Beryss Law, BERYSLAW. That's my last name, BerryssLaw.com. But for anyone that wants to listen to another great podcast, I love your podcast. I think your podcast is great. There's always room for lots of podcasts in our feed, especially because they're so great to listen to when you're working out or driving somewhere, or even if you're like cleaning the house or something, it's great to have something else like that going on in your ear. It's Lifestyle Solopreneur, and it is available anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, all the rest. And I would love, love, love to have you as a listener. I just interview great entrepreneurs and they come on and it's a conversation really similar to what we did today. And the more of these conversations we can have, the more that we all grow as entrepreneurs.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. As always, so great to talk with you. You are an amazing person. I love everything you're up to in the world. And as always, I just enjoy talking with you. You could do it for hours.
Now, see, now, y'all, she's going to make me cry, but okay. Until next time, play big faster.
Thanks for listening to this episode. And remember to play big faster.